During the first quarter of each home game, Stargirl went over to the visitors' section and gave them a cheer. She began with an exaggerated ball-bouncing motion. Dribble, dribble, sis boom bibble. We don't bite, we don't nibble, we just say, sweeping wave, howdy, friends. Two thumbs pointing to her chest. We're the electrons, points to them. Who are you? Turns head to side, cups ear. A couple of visiting cheerleaders, maybe a fan or two, would call back Wildcats or Cougars or whatever, but most of them just gaped at her as if to say, who is this? Some of her fellow cheerleaders were amused, some were mortified. At that point, the only crime Stargirl would have been accused of would be corniness, but she didn't stop there. She cheered whenever the ball went in the basket, regardless of which team shot it. It was the strangest sight. The other team scores, the MAHS crowd sits glumly on their hands, while Stargirl alone pops up cheering. At first, the other cheerleaders tried to suppress her. It was like trying to calm down a puppy. When they gave her the pleated skirt, they made a cheerleader they never imagined. She did not limit herself to basketball games. She cheered anyone, anything, anytime. She cheered the big things, honors, election winners, but she gave most of her attention to little things. You never knew when it would happen. Maybe you were a little ninth-grade nobody named Eddie. As you're walking down the hall, you see a candy wrapper on the floor, you pick it up and throw it in the nearest trash can, and suddenly, there she is in front of you, pumping her arms, her honey hair and freckles flying, swallowing you whole with those enormous eyes, belting out a cheer she's making up on the spot, something about Eddie, Eddie in the trash can, teaming up to wipe out litter. A mob is gathering, clapping hands in rhythm, more eyes on you than all the previous days of your life combined. You feel foolish, exposed, stupid. You want to follow the candy wrapper into the trash can. It's the most painful thing that's ever happened to you. Your brain keeps squirting out a single thought. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. And so, when she finally finishes and her freckles settle back on the bridge of her nose, why don't you? Why don't you just die? Because they're clapping for you, that's why. And whoever heard of dying while they're clapping for you? And they're smiling at you. People who never even saw you before are smiling at you and slapping your back and pumping your hand, and suddenly it seems like the whole world is calling your name, and you're feeling so good you pretty much float on home from school. And when you go to bed that night, the last thing you see before you zonk out are those eyes, and the last thing on your face is a smile. Or maybe you showed up at school with really unusual earrings, or you aced a test, or broke your arm, or got your braces off, or maybe you weren't even a person. Maybe you were a charcoal drawing on a wall done by an art whiz, or a really neat-looking bug out by the bike rack. We wagged our heads and agreed what a goofy girl this was, maybe even officially crazy, but we walked away smiling, and maybe not sane, but all thinking the same thing. It felt good to get credit. And if this had been any other year, things might have just gone on and on like that. But this was the year something unbelievable was happening on the basketball court. This was the year the team was winning, only winning. And that changed everything.